fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand. So let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
It's radio. That's right. It's 8 p.m. It's Thursday. And you're right where you should be. And probably lots of you are right where you should be because you are so furious, so aggravated, so disgusted with the leadership of this country. You probably tuned in to try to sift through this propaganda and bald-faced lies from the bumbler-in-chief and the absolute travesty that we're watching unfold in Afghanistan and the needless loss of life. That's right. It's Common Sense Radio, and we usually try to start off with a little levity and sort of have a jocular introduction as we deal with serious topics and try to get through them with a smile on our face, but can't do it tonight, folks.
Nope.
It's a bad night. We're here. We have our young budding engineer, Ian Blair, is in the studio, and our my wonderful co-host for, God, I don't know how many years. I couldn't even tell you.
You know what? My son was just asking that today.
And I don't know.
He's like, how many years have you? He's like, I think it's like 6 or 7.
It is a long time.
It's long.
It's a long time. Yeah. It's longer than you think. But
yeah.
Teresa Taylor, Gold Star wife, United States Coast Guard, is in with me tonight. But not feeling the levity tonight, folks.
Nope.
This started last week, and we were talking about the total failure in leadership. And, you know, I kind of thought, okay, when it comes to foreign policy, it doesn't matter, Democrat or Republican. They might make a misstep here or there, but they'll recover for the good of the country because ultimately it's for the good of the country. Holy buckets, was I wrong. These people, it's worse. The debacle in Afghanistan, it's a total fiasco, and it's worse. I mean, one of the memes I saw this week, and I guess this is a bit of levity, was Joe Biden with a blue hat on that said, "Make Taliban great again."
Really?
And that's about what it is.
There we go.
That's about what we're seeing.
That's a great meme. Yeah.
Folks, this is the worst of Vietnam, the fall of Saigon. This is the worst of the Iran hostage crisis in 1979, and this is the worst of Benghazi in 2012. I mean, we're botching the withdrawal, we're leaving people to be hostages, and then we're not sending adequate forces to rescue our people. It's literally Vietnam, Iran, Benghazi, all rolled into
all
one.
All of it, yeah. But worse.
But worse.
Yep.
Because we're muddling our way through it, and instead of just being Benghazi was a day or so, and it was over by the time it really got in the news cycles. We're just watching this thing grind on and grind on and get worse and worse. It is disgusting, and it's really disgusting because, I've now seen conflicting reports, 12 or 13 Marines, including a Navy medic, were killed today with the suicide bombers. And we know when we go into bad places, people get killed. But this one is particularly infuriating because it didn't have to happen. These deaths are because of incompetence. These deaths are because of lies. These deaths are because of some stupid, foolish idea that the State Department and Defense Department keep coming up with and going, well, we're cooperating with the Taliban on security for Americans. What? We're talking to the Taliban. They're manning the checkpoints outside of the airport, and we are working with the Taliban for the security of the Americans?
Look, folks, it's so bad when people are like, oh, it's time to impeach. No, 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 no. That's way too mild.
Oh, no.
This deserves a court-martial.
It's treason.
For high treason.
The definition of treason is aid and comfort to the enemy. Biden left them $85 billion in equipment. He's given aid and comfort to our enemy, and now he doesn't know what to do about it. He's asking him, well, can you give us a little more time so we can get our people out? We're the most powerful country in the nation, and we're asking the Taliban, who we've beaten the tar out of for 20 years, now we're begging them to help us get our people out. And this really, 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 really aggravates me because there are 12 or 13 families tonight getting a phone call.
Yep, that knock on the door.
They're getting that knock. It's not a phone call. It's a knock on the door.
It's a knock on the door.
Look, and you know what the knock on the door, and you better than anybody.
Yeah, it is. And I'm a Gold Star, but not from combat. But the depth of the loss is no different. The knock on the door is no different. And within the Gold Star community, this is just a gut punch and a throat punch all at once.
Especially because it's senseless.
Families, the Vaughns I'm close with, it's just you really can't even wrap your mind around it. The damage is so vast, and it's only the beginning.
No, it's going to get worse.
That's it.
We're not even through it.
It
wasn't like, okay, we had a bad day. Let's get our stuff and go home and go pay respect. No, more people are going to die. It's getting worse. It's going to get worse.
And for the globe, our reputation is ruined. Our best allies are now, you know, they don't even want to come near us with a 10-foot pole, and they're the ones. France is still there. Britain's still there.
The Germans, the Dutch.
The German and the Dutch are still there.
The Dutch are doing more than the Americans.
Look, my favorite, Michael Savage said, Biden is so supine, he makes Chamberlain look like Churchill.
That is,
and
that's true.
Pretty apt.
I mean, he makes Jimmy Carter look like a good president.
That's right.
It's unbelievable. But the reason, and you know me, I'm prone to a rant. So I'm going to warn all of you.
Rant.
I don't know how many I can contain. Ian, keep your finger on the button. I'm going to try to hold the salty language, but when I really get exercised, it kind of happens. And I'm really angry because our troops deserve so much better. Those that raise their hand to serve this country and commit the ultimate sacrifice, if necessary, for our freedom and for our safety, deserve only the best in everything, the best equipment, the best training, and most of all, the best leadership. And when you deprive our troops of the very best, the most competent, the most honest leadership, you are doing them a great disservice. And I'm saying that to all of you who supported this pretender, Biden.
Yep.
That's why our troops. This is on Biden, the Democrats, and all the people who cheated last year.
Yeah, and the people who didn't cheat and voted for him knowingly. What did you think you would get?
And here we are. He's been destroying the country for the last 8 months. And now this is really, because this is what happens with Democrats. They go and they make a huge mess. Yeah. They turn things over and go, oh, well, there's a mess, but we'll help you clean it up.
Yeah.
You know, they burn down your cities and they go, oh, we'll give you federal money to rebuild that. They destroy the families. We'll give you checks so you don't need a father.
And then like a narcissistic abuser, they still turn it around and pat themselves on the back in front of the cameras to make it somehow want you to believe that they're actually still helping you.
Right.
You know what? When you mentioned our best signed up for this and they deserve better, did you hear the speech today? Were you able to stomach some of it?
No,
I couldn't stomach all of it, but I held on for about 10 minutes. And then I couldn't. I just couldn't. But do you know what? He had the gall to quote scripture, to quote Isaiah. Here am I, send me. And I am telling you, I am not kidding. He quoted that today. When I tell you there is a special place for the evil that has been unleashed, I don't know. But it was just beyond. Again, I had to turn it.
No.
I had to turn it. I have been physically ill this afternoon.
Everybody should be physically ill. This is the worst thing I've ever seen in U.S. history and in the time that I've lived and observed history. The worst failure, the worst betrayal. And then they don't even seem to care about it.
No.
They're ignoring
it. And they're blatantly lying.
Pelosi's out there celebrating Women's Equality Day, and she's laughing about stuff in her press conference.
Oh, yeah, after Kamala her fancy soiree over the weekend, too, which seems like a million years ago. But
we barely got Biden to cancel his vacation for this and come back and deal with this. And, you know, and then he says, well, he was asked, is this ultimately rest with you? Well, yes, it's ultimately my fault. But as you know, the previous president made a deal with it. And he immediately starts to try to blame Trump. No, dude, it's your watch. When you take the watch, it's your responsibility.
It's all, the
it's all
your
yours. Because you're the one who has complete control over everything. You don't, and it didn't stop you from undoing everything else, Trump, to undermine this country and destroy this country. And look, Trump actually had a good plan for this and had this under control with only 2,500 troops. And you got 6,000 back in there and can't get control of this. Folks, we're in big trouble as a country. We're not going to make it to 22, much less 24. Biden has to go. We're not going to make it, folks. And it's up to us, the people. We're going to have to burn up the lines to Congress, to our congressmen and our senators. He's got to resign, be impeached, court-martialed. I don't care what it is. Go. And don't tell me about Kamala Harris, because we'll impeach her, too.
And where's the GOP?
Well, they're revving up.
Some of them aren't.
All right. We're over the break. We got open lines, and text us at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And I'm going to tell you, more now than ever, when you can't depend on what sort of education your kids are getting in the public schools, you need to make sure they have a good moral foundation, a good religious foundation. So we know you try to put them in the best schools or even private schools, but and make sure they get that academic education, but you need to make sure they have that moral and religious education, that foundation, and you can get that at Magnolia Springs Baptist Church down in Theodore. Folks, they have a Sunday school for children, and they teach those children that they're not animals, that they are special creations made of God, woven in the womb, each individually, and known to the Creator long before they're even made. And that they can have a personal relationship with the Creator. And as we literally watch the news, and if you're a Bible student at all, you have to wonder if we're not seeing the end times with all the nonsense and crap and earthquakes and hurricanes and wars and rumors of wars. You need to make sure that your children have that moral foundation and that steadfast Bible education. And you can get that at Magnolia Springs Baptist Church. They have a great Sunday school. You need to check them out this week. They will teach the biblical morality. They'll teach them to obey their parents. Come this Sunday. Magnolia Springs Baptist Church is at 6058 Theodore Dawes Road. It's down in Theodore on Theodore Dawes Road, just south of I-10 and north of Highway 90. There's a loving congregation. Look, bring your kids to Sunday school. They need that foundation. You know what? So do you. So do I.
Yeah.
And they have a good adult Bible classes there, Sunday school classes. Come, loving congregation will welcome you. Go check them out. A warm, loving welcome awaits you at Magnolia Springs Baptist Church this Sunday, 6058 Theodore Dawes Road. Go check them out. Okay, before we get back to the rant, the texters. Apparently people are too mad to call in, but the texters are alive and well. Let me see if we can catch up with all the texters. Let's see. There ain't nothing funny about a traitor. This is from Florida. There ain't nothing funny about a traitor running our great nation. And he goes on, if there is not an ungodly firestorm raining down on the Taliban in 24 hours, we have failed. Our ungodly, that we have done it. Time's up. It's the killing season again. That's all from Florida. Jerry in Fort Morgan says the idiot who is. Oh, wait. He goes back. He says this is a poop show. Better word. Any worthless piece of crap that attempts to defend this president and the woke piece of blank, kissing his general in charge of this crap deserve a very long sentence in a jail in Cuba. The idiot who was elected president said that he inherited a pullout deal from President Trump. I certainly wish that the bottom-feeding scum who voted for him and helped this worthless blankety-blank steal the election would have had had fathers who had a pullout. Oh, sorry.
Till the end. You should read before you read out loud.
I should have read that one all the way to the end.
We don't have
all
call
right,
screeners.
Jerry from Fort Morgan got me. Doug, if anybody thinks that the Taliban was not involved in this attack, I have a bridge for sale over the Mobile River Delta. He said, Biden blinked, accept responsibility. They need to offer themselves as a trade for safe passage. That's right. Tell Biden and his whole staff that they will go to and exchange themselves for Americans. Biden had to insert the well previous administration. He made a deal. He's just trying to deflect James from Florida. The buck no longer stops here as it did with President Harry Truman. Now it passes here. And Grant says more Americans died in today in Afghanistan than the last 6 months. If that single fact doesn't drive you insane, I don't know what will. And that's the problem of where we're at. This is the typical thing. And they literally tried to ignore it. They thought they could get it through news cycles. And then, you know, we could start talking about the infrastructure bill and, you know, Women's Equality Day today, and we'd get past it because, you know, there was a bomb. But the suicide bomb kind of has blown up. But the Americans are incensed. Our allies hold us in contempt right now. You said that.
Well,
who's going to go to war? Who wants to say, hey, we need to deal with China. We need to deal with Russia. Who's going to line up with us?
It was a British
A British colonel was on the other
colonel.
Night. He's the one who said he should be court-martialed.
That was him.
He said this is a court-martial.
It was such a...
As commander-in-chief.
That's never, ever happened. And so now we are the tainted...
Totally.
Like, no one wants to come near us.
No. And the Secretary of Defense, Austin, said earlier in the week, we don't have ability to collect large numbers of people in Afghanistan. And I had to say, James Woods, the actor, had a pretty good response to that. He said, pretend they are Mexicans.
Yeah, really.
You seem to be
not
able
Cubans,
to go across the border,
Mexicans.
At the southern border, and get as many people
and
as can show up and bring them across safely.
What about Jen Psaki chiding the reporter? And she's like, I take offense that you say that they're stranded.
Yeah, that
they're
we're
not people
them.
Stranded. Well, by definition, they are stranded.
They can't get out. They're trying to get
That's
out.
That's what
and
the
in
word
danger.
Stranded means. And now, look, I've heard reports today from people who are on the ground over there, because let me tell you what's happening. And if you don't believe in God and you're not a Christian, this might not make sense to you, but Christians they'll do what's right sometimes in the face of great danger. So while it's not being reported on, there's been multiple charter flights funded solely by donations, good-hearted people
trying to help the Christians get out.
They are in extreme danger at cost that we'll never actually know. Are there now.
Right.
And they are reporting, get this, the State Department's making everything harder.
Right. Lara Logan's reporting on that.
Lara Logan has a great report out today. I'll link it somehow to our Facebook.
That our government is impeding our efforts. The people are trying to get them out.
Very simple things. Just
this is like Dunkirk.
Little paperwork things that they could easily do. All the way up to very difficult things like welding gates shut.
Yes. To try to keep... No, think about
this.
I mean,
and telling people now, make a run for a border.
You remember,
it says that. It doesn't say try to get to the airport. It says make a run for a border. What?
This is like Dunkirk. Remember Dunkirk? When the Allies were up against the English Channel and they couldn't get out. The Germans were right there and they were going to be slaughtered. And everybody in England got whatever boat or fishing boat or dinghy
like
or sailing
Navy
boat.
Like the Cajun Navy almost, but
yes, and
in
they
wartime.
Went across the English Channel and they rescued their people. This would be like the Royal Navy standing out there saying, nope, 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 you're not authorized in this area. You
That's
can't
exactly
help.
What's happening
and
in
And this
worse.
Is what's happening worse, trying to help this. So it makes you go,
what is
how
going
is it possible? I mean, the stupid Central Command general in charge of Central Command, a four-star combatant command, General McKenzie, the moron, is up there saying it is useful for us to cooperate with the Taliban. It's like the Taliban is controlling the checkpoints outside of Kabul Airport. How is it that the Americans are allowing – they're telling us that the Taliban is responsible for security at the airport and that we should it's useful to work with them. And then a suicide bomber comes through from ISIS and the Taliban goes – well, I'll be darned. Did you see that guy with the backpack go through there, Muhammad? Well, no, Ahmed. I didn't see that guy with the... Does anybody believe that? Nobody here believes that.
Right.
No third grader believes that. My first grader doesn't believe that. But General McKenzie of Central Command believes that. Taliban doesn't know how they got through. Dude, they're brothers. They're cousins. They work together. They hate Americans. They hate Westerners. And they've got us on the ropes. And you are so weak. That's what really just gets me. Look, and they're mocking us. Did you see when they did the reenactment of the Iwo Jima?
Yes.
That's with a Taliban flag?
Like, I couldn't even.
No. They are. But here's the question. Why? This is so bad. This is so incompetent. So stupid. You're like, no, you really can't all be that stupid. You have to wonder if it's not on purpose.
Well, and let's give it the backdrop of just the week leading up to today.
Exactly.
It's only Thursday, remind you.
We
didn't even
get
to COVID fascism.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a big, but it's significant because I don't find these things disconnected. Again, this is what the media wants us all to do. And I'm to the point, no other logic holds, but you can't mess things up this bad if you're not trying.
No, exactly.
Biden, up until today, and then he broke another record of having the worst presidency ever, he was having a really bad run. His numbers are in the tank. They're going down faster. So what's the one thing, though, that he still kind of has on his side? Well, COVID, in a sense. You find it odd that the FDA approved Pfizer shots this week?
This week, yeah. It's just
Although, if you unravel it, that's just smoke and mirrors as well. That doesn't really mean anything.
Right. It was actually a continuation of emergency usage or something.
It's like if you go get a Pfizer shot today, you're not getting a different product. It's not better or different. The approved one isn't actually accessible quite yet. It's all, again, always pull out and look at the big picture and things
and
will make a little more sense.
What is going on here?
Yeah.
Doug texts in, if in the military you're taught to follow our orders, so I hope nobody thinks it's our soldiers who are weak, but it's the leaders. Hopefully that's the point you're getting from us. Folks, it's the leaders. Our troops deserve better. They're the best of America. And to fail them with this incompetent, moronic, and dishonest leadership is a travesty and a pox on all of us. We'll be back with your calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, bottom of the hour, bring aboard a very special sponsor. That is Mission First Mortgage, folks. That real estate market's still hot. If you're hunting for a house, you better be ready. If you're not pre-approved, you're not pre-qualified, you don't have that financing letter in place, you could lose the house. The house of your dreams. Houses literally sell in weeks or days, sometimes hours. So you got to be ready. Go to Mission First Mortgage. That's right. They are mission focused, mission oriented. They want you to be pre-qualified, pre-approved, ready to go. Mission First Mortgage. Go to Mission1SDMortgageInc.com. That's Mission1SDMortgageInc.com. Or just give Brian Dewberry a call at 251-289-1141. Brian's an old Marine. And he would leave nobody behind. I know that about Brian. And he would not leave your financing behind. He'll make sure that you're ready, locked and loaded. Don't miss that house. Call Brian Dewberry at 251-289-1141 for your home financing. And Mission First Mortgage brings you wisdom from our 40th president, Ronald Wilson Reagan.
I'm not going to take any questions this morning because we are going right into meetings on the events that have taken place on this tragic weekend. But I would like to make this statement. I know there are no words that can express our sorrow and grief over the loss of those splendid young men and the injury to so many others. I know there are no words also that can ease the burden of grief for the families of those young men. Likewise, there are no words to properly express our outrage, and I think the outrage of all Americans, at the despicable act, following as it does on the one perpetrated several months ago in the spring that took the lives of scores of people at our embassy in that same city, in Beirut. But I think we should all recognize that these deeds make so evident the bestial nature of those who would assume power if they could have their way and drive us out of that area, that we must be more determined than ever that they cannot take over that vital and strategic area of the earth, or for that matter, any other part of the earth. Thank you.
Folks, I picked that. This is the 23rd of October, 1983, 38 years ago. This was Reagan coming back to the White House. He had been away for the weekend, coming back to the White House. This was when the terrorist bomb drove a bomb, as we learned about driving a bomb through the gate, to the Marine barracks in Beirut, Lebanon, where we had troops stationed on peacekeeping, trying to deal with these idiots we've been dealing with for decades. 283 Marines and Navy medics were killed in that bomb blast when that entire Marine barracks came. This is Reagan coming back, flying back early in the morning, a Marine One, landing on the White House lawn and getting off the plane, and this was his statement to the press before he went into meetings to be briefed and decide how they're going to respond and things that we're going to do. I want you to just compare what a real leader says and what he feels for his troops and his people. And this is off the cuff. He's standing in the rain doing this. There's a video of him standing in the rain, getting off the helicopter. No teleprompter, no nothing. This is him coming off the helicopter, walking up the mic under an umbrella. This is what he says, because he's a leader, a true leader, a genuine leader who cares about his people, his troops, cares about his country. If you compare that to the crap that we've heard from the bumbler in chief whenever he dares to come. It's an unbelievable contrast.
That's an understatement to call it a contrast. You know, today, during the 10 minutes that I endured, right before I turned it, you know what he says? He finishes his whatever speech it was. Then he goes, "I was instructed that my first question comes from so-and-so at NBC." You are instructed? Excuse me, you should be completely off script. You should be grabbing the podium. You should be so
this is fired what we have.
That you, but this guy, we know the dementia is there. We know that at the best case, you know, it's just old age. I mean, I don't know. It just
no,
there
it's,
is
it's
there's
a combination
no
of all
way
of it.
Logic holds to say this was.
Well, that's why you got to wonder that those people pulling the strings behind it, because Obama, I mean, Obama's the one pulling the strings, but Biden is not in charge of his faculties, et cetera. And, oh, we just lost our caller. Hell no, we're about to go to the call.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Call back.
Call
back.
Call back. Anyway, he's not in charge of his faculties, and he's letting everybody else do that. And, okay, I lost my point. Because I saw
well,
the call
again,
fall
it's
off.
Just we were going off the Reagan quote, and we were just talking about the contrast of someone, and even, you know, Trump's, he's, I think, is he still speaking?
Oh.
He's on Fox right now. And again, America's on, and that's probably why it's kind of quiet. You know, we're on the edge of our seat waiting to see what Trump has to say.
Right.
Because he's a leader.
He's a leader.
At least he might have something that we
and
can.
And he has gumption.
We can grab gumption. There
and
you go.
And he cares about this. He actually loves this country and cares
this
about this country. And I know the point
is
going to make.
Such an opposite. And we may have our caller back.
Obama. This is really Biden or whatever, continuing the Obama crap, right? Because Obama wanted to weaken America. Democrats, leftists, communists want a weak America. You can't have globalism and global governance with a strong, independent America. So part of the Obama administration's agenda was to weaken America and to impede our ability to project power around the world.
Yeah.
This is all that Biden's doing. So you got to wonder, Biden's getting all the heat.
But he's probably
but his handlers
exactly
probably
what
planned this to happen and said, look, it's going to get tough, but we're going to weather it, and then we're going to pass another $3.5 trillion bill, and we're going to give people some more checks, and they're going to forget
the House
about it.
Democrats did pass that.
Did do that. They're doing that
today.
During all this.
Do you want to grab our
crap.
Caller?
Let's go ahead, and we got somebody back online. Who we got on line one?
This is Michael.
Michael, what do you got for us?
Where are all these people going to? who's going to take care of them? Who's going to feed them? Well, that part I don't understand.
Oh, we are.
Well, that's another question. But here's what's ironic about that. And I'm with you. I think I sense just from your tone, you know, I'm not for bringing hundreds of thousands or tens of thousands of unvetted Afghanis over here. I get that it's a refugee situation, but look at Omar. I mean, that's a good example of we're not real good at resettling refugees.
No, we're terrible at it.
Again, we have the border being flooded already. It's definitely a question of concern, but here's what's really weird. There's a bunch of countries that are offering to take people.
Yeah.
And our State Department's getting in the way.
Right.
So you tell me,
why?
What is that?
Because they want them here. Because they want to change the electorate.
Like Macedonia. Why does our State Department care? Okay, sure, Macedonia, if you can take a few thousand, take them. I mean, why
would you
start
that? No, because if they can put
them
in Minneapolis, St. Paul, they can get
There's
another
money to be
Ilhan
made.
Omar.
There you go. When more and more. There's no logic that holds up other than this is intentional to continue the weakening of this country until we are non-existent on the world stage. And right now we are isolated on the world stage in a very bad way.
Oh, yes. No,
for
no.
the first time in history, perhaps,
no, we are
in a very bad way.
I mean, everybody, our enemies are totally laughing at us going, oh, my gosh, they have really just gone off the edge. And our allies are like, okay, we're in trouble. Michael, I think that they really want to try to bring as many of them here, and maybe some of them can here, come here, but they're not being vetted. There's a report out that the few thousand they brought to Qatar, they already have over 100 that they evacuated are on the no-fly lists. They're being flagged on the no-fly lists. So clearly they're not really in their scramble. They're not really vetting them. So, yes, we're probably bringing terrorists to our country on our dime. Does that answer your question?
Yes, sir, I guess so. It's just a crying shame.
It is a crying shame. It's incompetence, and we deserve better. And it would never have happened if we would have done this correctly. So you got to wonder if they've done it.
I feel sorry for my granddaughter. She just joined the Navy over a year ago.
God bless her. God bless her, because the problem is, and I would love for my son to join the Navy, but I'm telling you, they deserve better leadership. And the Republicans, and this is where we can help. You call your congressman, you call these senators, every 3-star and above that has even can spell Afghanistan needs to be fired because they are idiots, every one of them. So you call you want to help your granddaughter, you call your congressman, you call the senators,
and
you tell them if you don't start cleaning house and putting some decent leadership for our troops, we're coming for you. That's where this comes. The people have the power, and you know what? We blow up their phone lines up there, they will respond.
And guess what? If you can hear this radio show, every American that's fired up in any way and sees the writing on the wall that's been coming for years, everybody, I don't care who you are, I don't care how busy you are, I don't care if you have kids or if you don't have kids, grandkids, it does not matter. Everybody needs to be carving out 3 to 6 hours or more a week to dedicate to phone calls, to emails. I like to call it be a keyboard warrior because, believe it or not, there are ways to get things done that way. Oddly enough, our side has done nothing, absolutely nothing, for way too long, and now we are here today.
Right.
So find time in your schedule. If you don't know what to do, just start somewhere and dedicate a certain amount of hours sacrificially to doing what you can.
Yes.
Because this time next year, it might be too late to do anything.
Right. And if you love our troops, the best thing you can do for our troops is demand that they have competent, honest leadership. That's what they deserve for going into harm's way. And I would encourage everybody, blow up Washington's phone lines. I don't know if we need to have a demonstration or a march on Washington. Of course, the last demonstration and march in Washington didn't turn out well. They twisted that. But we need to blow up their phone lines, and we need to tell these elected representatives that if they don't do something about it, they're not going back.
Yeah.
We are going to get accountability because that's – you know how this failure continues? Because we tolerate incompetence and stupidity and complicity. Which, oh, by the way, that was my column. I forgot to mention the column.
Oh.
Go to RenewAmerica.com. The column is it incompetence, cowardice, or complicity? And it's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's on purpose. Go to RenewAmerica.com and check out my column. We got calls – text. We'll be right back. 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And we said earlier in the show, it is really important in these really troubled times, your children get a good education, but they need a good religious education, a good moral foundation. So while you're taking care to make sure they get the good academic foundation, make sure they have the religious education. Magnolia Springs Baptist Church in Theodore, they have a great Sunday school. You can check them out every Sunday. Take your kids down there. They will be taught that they are special creations made by God. They're not little animals. They're made by God. They can have a personal relationship with their creator. They're taught there are only two genders. They're taught to a biblical morality and obey their parents. This is where you get good Bible learning as at Magnolia Springs Baptist Church. So this Sunday, bring your children to the Sunday school. And look, they've got great adult classes that you can check into. They got coffee. They got a great, just warm, loving congregation that will welcome you. Come. Homeschoolers are welcome. Go to Magnolia Springs Baptist Church. It's located between Interstate 10 and US 90. Down there on Theodore Dawes Road, it's 6058-6058 Theodore Dawes Road. Check them out this weekend or check them out at MagnoliaSpringsBaptistChurch.com. It's a warm welcome waits you. Check them out this Sunday, Magnolia Springs Baptist Church. Okay, real quick on the text lines. Daniel says they had him so shot up with drugs that just so he could speak. What was it? Doug says, how did this idiot ever get in charge? Somebody wake me up from this nightmare. And Grant says, hey, Pete, why don't you give the Democrats information and names and addresses to the world like this administration did of people of Afghanistan that helped us and watched that what happened? That's exactly right. The Grant saying, why don't we give the names and addresses of the Democrats who voted for Biden and put this nightmare not only in our country, but our troops. Just like, did y'all hear that? The Biden administration gave a list of Americans, green card holders, visa holders, and Afghan allies that helped us, gave it to the Taliban and said, could you help find these people and get them safely to the airport? And Ahmed is like, sure, man. Well, yeah, what? That's just unbelievable that they said that with a straight face. Oh, yeah, we'll do that.
And how unbelievable is it that we still actually don't know the number of Americans
that
are not getting out, which now equals death?
Because we have morons and idiots in charge.
That's
morons and idiots.
Heard of, though.
And a lot
always,
of it.
And then think about, again, Laura Logan reported certain soldiers were just literally vomiting when they realized they couldn't go and save these people.
Yeah, that they can't go out and help.
Yeah.
That they're being told you can't go.
Like vomiting. I mean, it just...
You know, you don't have to obey
an
unlawful order. And I have to wonder how many of them are wrestling right now with what's a lawful order and what's an unlawful order. There are Americans out there that need to be saved. And you, the administration, is not acting to help them. This is where it all breaks down. Is when you don't have competency and you don't have integrity. It's just incredible that they did this. Americans, folks, this is going to get bad. Americans are already being beaten, intimidated. I'm telling you, I hate to say this. They're going to be held hostage. You're going to see videos of Americans and others being beheaded because of helping us. It's all coming. And this is going to drag out. Because these idiots have no idea how to deal with it. They're still trying to deal with it. That's why you have to wonder if this is not on purpose.
But they've been weaponized now. I'm talking about the Taliban.
Yeah.
I mean.
The Taliban comes out and goes, we condemn the bombing. But we let the bomber through, but we condemn it.
Oh, did you also know that the Taliban is very aware, though, of their carbon footprint?
Oh, yeah. No, they committed to fight climate change.
Uh-huh.
They're totally mocking us.
They've been doing that their whole existence by killing people.
Right, right.
That's fewer people breathing.
No.
So they've actually been doing a really good job.
Yeah,
over the years.
Depopulation.
They're really good at
it. Right, depopulation
so
helps it.
We can at least breathe easy
about
that.
Literally, think about it. They're sending a tent somewhere. And Ahmed goes, hey, Mustafa, what can we do to kind of make the liberals like us more? Oh, climate change. Tell them we just support climate change. Okay. Yeah. We'll fight climate change. I mean, they're just mocking us because we're so stupid.
We're so stupid, and there's no COVID over there. That's not an issue.
And none of them are running around
which really
around
it isn't. If you're being chased down with, a suicide bomber, you're not worried about COVID.
Okay, right. Let's go to line two. Breakfast Club Glenn, what do you got for us?
I've got a number of things for you, Pete. First of all, congratulations on the article on Renew America. That's very insightful reading. But I don't think you took it far enough, actually.
No, that's actually one of my points tonight is, you know what?
Here's the point. They screwed this up so badly, and they left all of that equipment over there. What's the Taliban going to do with it? Are they going to use it? Well, they may not necessarily know how, but they can sure sell it to China.
Oh, yeah. China would love it. Mm-hmm. Or China will come in and say, look, hey, Ahmed, let me show you how to use this.
Yep.
They'll train them. The Chinese will come in and say, yeah, we want to learn about it ourselves, mm-hmm. replicate it, steal the technology, and we'll train you boys how to use it.
Yep.
Or we'll give you some advisors. I mean, does anybody believe that once we're gone, that Afghanistan will be flooded with Chinese military advisors? Does anybody doubt that?
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't doubt that at all. I also don't doubt that China's going to go in there and strip mine the entire country looking for rare earth minerals.
Exactly. that goes back
there's
to...
There's one thing you've got to remember about about the Taliban and ISIS and all those other infidel-type haters over there. They are taught to lie to the infidel.
Yep.
So anytime they come out and say something, they're trying to make them ingratiate themselves with somebody. They're probably lying. So they probably aren't going to do anything about climate change.
No, it's all they're mocking us. They're not going to do anything about that. No, it's terrible. Glenn, thank you so much for reading the article, listening, and calling in. We're going to try to squeeze in one more call. We got a little bit of time. Kevin from Mobile, what do you got for us?
It's real simple, Pete. Airstrike. We get our Americans out. If they try to hold anybody hostage like when Jimmy Carter was in office right there, it's real simple. We're not going to telegraph and say, we're coming your way. I would scramble everybody to the air, and let me tell you what. The B-52s would rain death from above right there. We would turn that place that looks like Mars into a sandbox there. Their rare minerals right there would just clump together. They needed this carpet vomit and say, look, we're in control here. You know, Biden, poor guy right there, put him out to pasture, man. I tell you what, he's an idiot, but you need to hold Milley and the Joint Chiefs of Staff. That we need to hang them out there because you know
Central
what?
Command General McKenzie,
gone. They're the ones that are held accountable right there. You're the top of the food chain. You're supposed to know what's going on. So let me tell you what. Those guys need to be held accountable. Congress needs to bring them up on charges right now.
No,
God
you're
bless
exactly
our
right.
troops in harm's way. God bless America.
Thank you, Kevin, because we're almost out of time. Appreciate it. I'm going to close out with this. And this is the biggest bombshell I'm going to leave you till next week. Folks, enough is enough. They stole the darn election. No Americans voted for this lunacy, this idiocy. It's a stolen election. It's time to get the Arizona audit out. It's time to audit all these other states. And let's inaugurate the duly elected president, the real commander-in-chief. Because clearly, we don't have one. Don't let up on your elected officials. Biden must be resigned, court-martialed, or impeached. And then once Kamala gets in there, we do the same to her. We work our way down the line. Don't tell me, we don't want to impeach him because we'll get Kamala. No, nothing is worse than a person who gets Americans killed. Folks, don't let up. It's time to stand. The time has come. Honey, it's time to come home.